Dumbledore was trying to sort it all out. What did that mean? How much power did Dumbledore have to override the Ministry of Magic? Was there a chance that he might be allowed back to Hogwarts then? A small shoot of hope burgeoned in Harry's chest, almost immediately strangled by panic. How was he supposed to refuse to surrender his wand without doing magic? He'd have to duel with the Ministry representatives, and if he did that, he'd be lucky to escape Azkaban, let alone expulsion. His mind was racing. He could run for it and risk being captured by the Ministry, or stay put and wait for them to find him here. He was much more tempted by the former course, but he knew that Mr. Weasley had his best interests at heart, and, after all, Dumbledore had sorted out much worse than this before. "Right," Harry said. "I've changed my mind. I'm staying." He flung himself down at the kitchen table and faced Dudley and Aunt Petunia. The Dursleys appeared taken aback at his abrupt change of mind. Aunt Petunia glanced despairingly at Uncle Vernon. The vein in Uncle Vernon's purple temple was throbbing worse than ever.
"Who are all these ruddy owls from?" he growled.
"The first one was from the Ministry of Magic, expelling me," said Harry calmly. He was straining his ears to catch noises outside, in case the Ministry representatives were approaching, and it was easier and quieter to answer Uncle Vernon's questions than to have him start raging and bellowing. "The second one was from my friend Ron's dad. He works at the Ministry."
"Ministry of Magic?" bellowed Uncle Vernon. "People like you in government? Oh, this explains everything, everything. No wonder the country's going to the dogs."
When Harry did not respond, Uncle Vernon glared at him, then spat.
"And why have you been expelled?"
"Because I did magic."
"Aha!"
roared Uncle Vernon, slamming his fist down on the top of the fridge, which sprang open. Several of Dudley's low-fat snacks toppled out and burst on the floor.
"So, you admit it. What did you do to Dudley?"
"Nothing," said Harry, slightly less calmly. "That wasn't me."
"Was?"
muttered Dudley unexpectedly. And Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia instantly made flapping gestures at Harry to quiet him while they both bent low over Dudley.
"Go on, son," said Uncle Vernon. "What did he do?"
"Tell us, darling," whispered Aunt Petunia.
"Pointed his wand at me,"
Dudley mumbled.
"Yeah, I did, but I didn't use,"
Harry began angrily. "But
shut up,"
roared Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia in unison.
"Go on, son,"
repeated Uncle Vernon, moustache blowing about furiously.
"All dark,"
Dudley said hoarsely, shuddering.
"Everything dark. And then I heard things inside my head."
Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia exchanged looks of utter horror. If their least favourite thing in the world was magic, closely followed by neighbours who cheated more than they did on the hosepipe ban, people who heard voices were definitely in the bottom ten. They obviously thought Dudley was losing his mind.
"What sort of things did you hear, Popkin?"
breathed Aunt Petunia, very white-faced and with tears in her eyes. But Dudley seemed incapable of saying. He shuddered again and shook his large blonde head, and despite the sense of numb dread that had settled on Harry since the arrival of the first owl, he felt a certain curiosity. Dementors caused a person to relive the worst moments of their life. What would spoiled, pampered, bullying Dudley have been forced to hear?
"How come you fell over, son?"
said Uncle Vernon, in an unnaturally quiet voice, the kind of voice he would adopt at the bedside of a very ill person.
Tripped,
said Dudley shakily.
"And then..."
He gestured at his massive chest. Harry understood. Dudley was remembering the clammy cold that filled the lungs as hope and happiness were sucked out of you.
"Horrible," croaked Dudley. "Cold, really cold."
"Okay,"
said Uncle Vernon in a voice of forced calm, while Aunt Petunia laid an anxious hand on Dudley's forehead to feel his temperature.
"What happened then, Dudders? Felt as if...
"As if you'd never be happy again," Harry supplied dully.
"Yes,"
Dudley whispered, still trembling.